to the Lord and to the Lamb, forever this anthem we raise. Blessed be the Lord, God Almighty, forever and ever. Oh, blessed be the Lord, God Almighty, forever and ever. For you reign in this place, and you live in our praises. Blessed be the Lord, God Almighty, forever and ever. Amen. Joining with angels and saints who've gone before, we worship the Lamb, O the King of all kings. Creation exalts you with praise evermore. To the glory of your name we bow in your presence and sing. Blessed be the Lord, God Almighty, forever and ever. Forevermore, Lord, we sing. Blessed be
Blessed be the Lord God Almighty forever and ever. Hello everyone, I'm Dave Kersey and this is a call to worship and praise. Began our program with Ross Parsley and a wonderful worship and praise number, Blessed be the Lord God Almighty. Thousands of thousands worship at your throne, lifting our praise to the God of all grace. Your blood has redeemed us. You've called us your own. To the Lamb, and to the Lord forever this anthem we raise. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence today in the name of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, thank you for letting us worship you this way. Thank you for putting in our hearts a desire to worship you. We know that all good things come from you, and in us we have nothing, Lord. We are totally weak without you. We can do nothing, as Jesus said, without you in our lives. And so we come into your presence today, worshiping and praising your holy name. Father, I want to thank you for the free gift of salvation that you've given to me, forgiving all of my sins, which are many, covered by the blood of the Lamb, and by believing in Jesus, I can be saved because of your grace, Lord. Nothing that I do, you will not give up that glory, Lord. It is all your grace. All I need to do is to believe and to live for you. Father, I thank you for the joy that you place in my heart, even during difficult times, Father. I know there's a joy in my heart because the victory has been secured. Satan, who hates me, has been defeated by the cross of Calvary. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about the cross and about the name of Jesus, a name which will cause all people to kneel and to bow before him someday. Well, Father, we kneel and bow before him today. Our willful hearts, our desire is to serve you and to love you, Lord. Not because you make us do it, but because we want to. We want to serve you because you have purchased our lives. You have forgiven us with the blood of Jesus. Father, thank you for letting me lead in this time of worship today. What a privilege. And for those that are listening today, I pray they might feel your spirit in the songs, in the scripture, in everything we share today on this program. It's not me, Lord, it's you that we're lifting up. And Jesus said that if we lift him up, he will draw all men unto himself. And Father, that's our prayer today, that as people listen and worship with us, they might feel your spirit drawing them to you, Lord. In your name we praise you, Father. And we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your free gift of salvation. We thank you for the cross of Calvary, where defeat was reigned on the head of Satan, our enemy, and victory was secured through the blood of the Lamb. So, Lord, help us have that joy in our life, knowing that the battle's over. At least that battle, the crucial battle. But we do battle in our lives, Lord, to have that joy all the time. And we're going to sing about that and talk about that today. But first, we just want to praise you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, but the name of Jesus the Christ. Praise God for Jesus our Lord and for his wonderful, wonderful name. Thank you.
His name, there is no other name. The one who is eternally the same. There is no other name. The first and last beginning and the end. He was the King who made the common man his friend. There is no other name. Let every tongue proclaim and sing the name. The smallest need he understands. There is no other name. The one who said, I am the great I am. And then he gave himself a sacrifice for man. There is no other name. Let every tongue proclaim and sing the name of Jesus. Magnify and praise the name of Jesus. No other name but Jesus. His power in the precious name.
Name but Jesus, and forever we'll praise the name of Jesus. The Gaither Vocal Band singing for us here on A Call to Worship and Praise. In the background, the song entitled Come Now Is the Time to Worship. And we're going to worship the Lord with a wonderful psalm, Psalm 40, and I'll have that for you in just a little bit. And now Psalm 40, a psalm of David. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you have done. The things you plan for us, no one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, Here I am. I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, as you know, O Lord. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, O Lord. May your love and your truth always protect me. For troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased, O Lord, to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me. May all who seek to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, Aha, aha, be appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation always say, The Lord be exalted. Yet I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. O my God, do not delay.
Jesus Christ, His Son. And now, let the weak say, I am strong. In his hands, they saw him calm the sea and heal a dying man. They saw, but could they really understand?
Yeah.
They could not keep him in the grave. Jesus triumphed over all evil and over Satan so that we may have joy today as we believe in him and our sins are all forgiven. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I just want to say thank you for worshiping with us today here on A Call to Worship. Coming up a little later on in our broadcast, our devotional is called Spoiling the Thief. Who's the thief? Satan is a thief. Satan, the enemy of our soul, likes nothing better than to see Christians live joylessly. We are in grave danger if we do not acknowledge and recognize that we are in a spiritual battle. What I have found to be most effective against the devil's poise to deceive us of our rightful joy in the Lord is this. Praise Christ for his victory over sin, Satan, and all evil. God has routed Satan at the cross. Praising God for his victory works because it is spiritual truth put into action. We'll be talking more about how this praising God spoils the thief. I want to thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Now, that's a little long for you to remember. You can go to our website. It's at www.calltoworship.us. And on our website, you can find that address if you need it, or you can even make a gift right on that website. You can find out where this program is aired at stations all over the country, and you'll be able to listen to our program now on our website. Every Sunday, we post a program for that week, and then it's all there for the next week. In case you miss it on your local station, you can go to our website and check us out. And there are some other things there, too. So check us out, won't you, at www.calltoworship.us. And that mailing address again, Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And now let's get back to this wonderful medley in the background with a Nashville string machine and chorale and the song The Love of God and Can It Be?
Many times.
And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley, A Touch of His Joy, Meditations on God's Abiding Joy, published by Zondervan Corporation. John 10:10 says this, the words of Jesus, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and may have it more abundantly." You see, Jesus came to save us from our sins so that we may experience life at its best. This is what Jesus told his audience in his discourse in the 10th chapter of John. As the Good Shepherd, Christ takes care of his flock, protects us, and leads us into an abundant life. Now, since this is the case, why then do we so often lack joy in our lives? Why are so many days lackluster? Well, obviously, there are some painful trials and nagging problems that can be the culprit, but I think we need to be clear on one major issue. Satan, the enemy of our soul, likes nothing better than to see Christians live joylessly. Although Jesus' analogous reference to the thief in that verse we read depicts the selfish interests of false religious leaders of Israel's past, the notion that Satan can and does attempt to steal our zest for Christ is clearly biblical. You see, Satan is called a murderer and a malicious liar who can no longer threaten our eternal security in Christ, but can wreak havoc with our temporal state of affairs. If he can persistently snatch away our joy, our testimony is dampened and our spiritual disciplines eroded. We are in grave danger if we do not acknowledge and recognize that we are in a spiritual battle. The life in Christ we have entered into by faith is a supernatural one with an evil arch enemy who is bent on making our life miserable. Remember, my friend, Satan hates you almost as much as God loves you, and he loves you with an everlasting love. When we find ourselves going through days with spirits that are downcast and dull, we must remember that the evil one is craftily behind the scenes at work. C.S. Lewis writes in the Screwtape Letters of Satan's dark schemes to attack believers caught in the trough of dullness or dryness. In that work, the senior devil, Screwtape, conversing with a junior devil, Wormwood, describes his tactics. He says, "In the first place, I have always found that the trough periods of human undulation provide excellent opportunity for all sensual temptations. The attack has a much better chance of success when the man's whole inner world is drab and cold and empty." You see, the illicit but potent tactic of tainting our joy is one of the most powerful tools in his dark arsenal. We need not be afraid of Satan or his schemes as we learn about God's truth, but we must not underestimate his activity in adversely affecting our minds and our hearts. One of the most effective ways against the devil's ploys to deprive us of our rightful joy in the Lord is this. Simple. Praise God for his victory over sin, Satan, and all evil. You see, praise declares the greatness and goodness of the Lord and allows us to enter his presence with the right frame of mind. It affirms his unceasing activity in our life and clears the spirit of doubt and confusion. One of the things we do each week here on A Call to Worship is praise God for his goodness, thank him for his forgiveness, and worship him for his greatness. I have found that praising God for his triumph over my foe, Satan, is a powerful, biblical way to regain my enjoyment of Christ and his provision for me. God defeated Satan at the cross, and when we thank him for his conquest of the evil one at Calvary, we remind Satan that he is a bloodied and defeated enemy. All of the joy we need is ours in Christ, and Satan will not succeed in his plot to diminish it. Praising God for his victory works because it is spiritual truth put into action. The devil will try and try and try again to steal our joy, but he cannot as long as we stand on the solid ground of Christ's triumph over him. You see, praise is the powerful ally of joy. Father, I take great comfort in knowing that you have conquered the enemy of my soul. Help me to daily acknowledge your victorious presence in my life and to experience the reality of the overcoming life that is mine in Jesus Christ my Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Jesus can satisfy the longing of our souls. Music there by the Craig Nelson Singers, winding up our call to worship program. I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for worshiping with us today. And thank you also for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this radio ministry. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or check us out on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember that a call to worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Now let's wind up our time together with the Crystal Sea Singers and their song entitled, My Tribute to God Be the Glory.
How can I say thank you?